Sunlight gleams over rippling water, the setting sun dips below a craggy peak on the ocean's horizon. Mar Vista Entertainment. A circle with sweeping S-like arms, caracol. A red light blinks on a wall. A woman with sweeping bangs and medium-length brown hair stares at her reflection in a mirror. She lifts her chin and closes her eyes. She takes deep breaths. She opens her eyes and stares at herself. Mar Vista Entertainment presents.
My name.
In association with Caracol TV.
My name is Riley.
She bends over. Feline Kane.
My name is Riley Connors. And my father was a U.S. Marine.
Charlie Weber, Marcella Marr. Mario Espisha.
Fuck.
Edgar Vitorino. She steadies herself.
My name is Riley Connors.
David Valencia Andres Ogilvy.
And my father was a U.S. Marine. My first doll was a G.I. Joe. And until today, I was an analyst for the CIA.
Words appear. Riley Connors, analyst, Anti-Domestic Terror Division, at Langley, two monitors display surveillance footage. Casting by Maria Juliana Casadiego. Wearing glasses, Riley watches the feeds, U.S. casting by Michael Testa, CSA. Riley looks around, costume designer Carolina Aguirre, music by Felipe Lenners.
Bill?
Yeah.
Editor Sebastian Hernandez.
Nothing. Never mind.
Still in for dinner tomorrow.
Bill Donovan, analyst, Anti-Domestic Terror Division.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck saving the world. Can't wait for tomorrow.
He touches her shoulder and leaves. Production designer Roberto Cotta. Riley looks at a photo of them smiling. On her screen, a man furiously scrubs a cloth. Director of photography Nicholas Garcia Ruiz. Executive producers Ariel Toby, Felipe Boschel, Stephanie Slack, Fernando Seuss. She looks at a ceiling-mounted camera.
They're not watching you. They're watching everyone.
Cameras watch a woman. Analytical outlines map random faces. A feed reads subject Temmins. Rob. He rings a cloth.
For 2 years, I ran a surveillance team on select U.S. citizens.
Produced by Christopher McNeely, Alejandro Toro.
We never acquired a warrant, and none of these people have ever been charged with a crime.
She slips an item into a travel mug.
Yet we watched them. I watched them. At their jobs, at their homes, in their bedrooms. And I won't watch any longer.
She nods. Riley rides an elevator down, then sets the mug on an X-ray tray. Written by Jake Allen and Connor Allen.
Today I have released evidence of government spying and illegal surveillance committed against these U.S. citizens.
Directed by Connor Allen.
My name is Riley Connors. You deserve the truth. What you do with it is up to you.
In thin white letters, expatriate, in a bathroom.
It's okay. You did great. Trust me. You'll be a hero by tomorrow.
Estelle Vitro, reporter, New York Times media contact of Riley Connors.
You're doing the right thing.
Feet rush over a great floor.
My name is Riley Connors.
A Chiron reads, CIA whistleblower Riley Connors exposes illegal surveillance. Bill stares at the screen, then turns away.
Whistleblower, a traitor, according to the former vice president, in any event.
He sinks into a chair at a desk.
I just hope they're not in some sort of surveillance type of business.
And I totally agree with you. Making these. Everyone seems so empowered to take all necessary steps to hold the person responsible.
These disclosures have caused significant harm to our nation and to our safety.
Robert Mueller, FBI Director, people walk with protest signs.
The American people look at us and ask us, keep us safe.
She betrayed her country. Now she's
no,
a traitor.
She's not a traitor. Riley Connors is keeping America safe. Safe from our own tyrannical government.
According to a Reuters poll, 23% of Americans think Riley Connors is a traitor. 31% think she's a patriot.
Black letters over a hazy city, Washington, D.C., 8 days after the leak. The phone lies unhooked, a smoke detector hangs pried open, a light bulb dangles from its socket, Riley lies on a bed.
What are you doing?
Haven't you been listening?
What are you talking about?
Estelle, we're gonna win just like you said.
What? Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Everything went wrong.
Estelle connects the cable box and turns on the TV.
The homemade explosive detonated on a public transit bus just hours ago. Authorities have named Rob Timmons, a city bus driver for more than 8 years, as the perpetrator of this attack, which took his own life along with 16 others.
16?
Timmons was a noted political anarchist and one of the names released just a few weeks ago by the notorious CIA whistleblower, Riley Connors.
This is impossible.
I'm here on the scene with investigators. It's unclear at this time if Miss Connors was a part of this man's act of terror or if she just failed to see what...
You're in a private flight to Columbia. Find his address as soon as you arrive. He's my brother. He'll look out for you till we can figure this out. We need to go, okay? You're not safe here anymore, Riley. Please. You understand?
Riley shakes her head. The towering Christ the Redeemer statue stands guard over the glittering city of Bogota in the evening light. 2 years later. Cars travel a warmly lit road, a skyscraper turns colors as images pass over it, motorcycles zip down narrow streets. Hands stoke coals and set dirty plates on a counter, then scrape off the leftovers. Wearing a black wig, Riley scrapes a grill and wipes her sweaty brow. She wipes her hands and sips water. Subtitles, hey gringa, work, that's what I'm paying you for, I'm sorry. At an internet cafe, head on, Riley scrolls through the Wall Street Journal and scans an article about herself. DOJ files new criminal charges against CIA whistleblower Riley Connors.
Come on.
Cheer up. You'll go home someday.
Jaime Betro, law student, activist, brother of Estelle Betro. He carries a backpack.
Not unless I'm behind bars.
At least you're from a place where people are prosecuted. Not just taken away during the night.
He stands beside her. Then looks around.
Stella's in town. Usual place.
Thanks. Go finish your rally.
Jaime gathers his bag and walks off, then turns. Riley sits forward.
Just come. Find something new to stand for.
Just tell Stella I'll be there.
He nods and walks off. Information is power. But like all power, some want it all for themselves. Jaime holds a megaphone. In our mothers' names. Our fathers. And our fallen brothers. For their sacrifices and our suffering. No more. Riley watches, then turns away. In a dark room. Riley picks at her nails, a cup sits beside her. The light clicks on.
You change your hair again.
I only have a few hours until my next shift.
You can find a better job.
I'd end my penance so early.
You'd love this country if you ever unpacked.
Were you able to talk to Bill?
He won't meet with me.
Estelle sets down a paper.
I kept him in the dark to protect him.
I know. He might need more time.
I'm only asking for a few words. Even if they're... Go fuck yourself. At least I know I still exist to him.
I brought you to Colombia, to my home, because here it's safe. You can start over.
I'd rather go to prison than spend another day in this hell.
They'll send you to Guantanamo, Riley.
Riley shakes her head.
Timmons hand washed his uniform every night after work and then just went
Stop
to bed.
It. I mean, why you keep
how does
this
someone
yourself?
Like that just sleep
Riley.
So easily?
Show me the video I missed of him planning his attack, breaking the law, and I'd know I'd screwed up. But he didn't do anything. He did nothing until I put his name on CNN, and...
People have moved on from that story, and you should do the same.
Wow. It was never a story to me, Estelle.
Okay. Listen, I opened you a bank account. There's money I need to get you sorted.
Payday?
No, a life. And a part of me can't move on until you do.
Estelle shoves the paper toward Riley, then gathers her stuff and walks out.
Estelle.
Riley holds her head, then examines the bank statement. Neon signs flash outside businesses as Riley walks past them. She opens a black gate and walks down a narrow hallway. Red light shines on the wall. She opens a door and enters a dark apartment, then flicks on a dim light. She tosses a small purse on a bed, then moves to a mirror. She removes the black-haired wig. She rubs her brown hair and grabs a photo. Sitting on the bed, she examines the picture. She and Bill smile from the photograph.
Señora Connor.
She turns quickly. Open up, Señora. I'm not here to arrest you. She grabs a bag as the door falls inward. She opens the window and tosses the bag out. Come here, I need to talk to you. The policeman grabs her, she elbows him. She climbs out the window, he grabs her, come here. She leaps, from the ground, she holds her side, then grabs her bag and scrambles up.
Riley! Riley.
She turns. Bill stands illuminated by lights. In her apartment, Bill places a bandage on her ribs.
How did you find me?
Your friend from the Times is a lot easier to track than you are.
She touches his hand. He pulls away and stands. The policeman sits at the table.
You owe me a new door, asshole.
Pascal Hernandez, Lieutenant, Colombian National Police.
Pascal's my liaison down here. He can be a little overeager.
You're a field agent now?
A lot's changed in 2 years. I'm here on assignment.
Did you bring me in?
No. I think I have a way to help you. Get you home.
She belongs in a telenovela. This chick is a big mistake. The only mistake is you underestimating me. Twice now, but you did understand.
Riley, I found you an opportunity. Give me a presidential pardon, but you gotta work with me. No more secrets.
Bill, what I did...
Not now, Rye. Let's just put one foot in front of the other, okay?
She nods and looks down.
I'm listening.
I'm here on a co-op with the Colombian National Police.
He grabs a tablet.
These are the Ruiz brothers.
A man opens a car door. A bearded man steps out.
That's Fernando, the younger brother.
Fernando Ruiz.
He did a short stint in the Cuban secret police before migrating to Colombia, working his way up mid-level corporations.
A man in a tan suit closes a door. Carlito Ruiz, Captain Cuban secret police, deserted.
The older one's Carlito, a rising star in the secret police before he left Castro with his baby brother. He handles the physical side of the business. Fernando's our key. He operates the largest boutique banking network in South America.
How does he get me home?
Turns out the banks aren't Fernando's only source of income.
He also owns a piece of a virtual gaming site.
Next Wave Play. Millions of U.S. members, very lucrative, completely illegal.
The CIA doesn't police virtual gaming.
It does when the millions of dollars in illegally laundered money funds domestic terrorists. The director thinks Fernando's banks are a top financial provider.
Thinks or knows?
Right now, it's all circumstantial. We need bank records, accounts, proof of transfers. We can't hack him, and we haven't been able to get anyone inside. Till now.
They stare at the brothers from a high-rise building. Nighttime. In a church, Pascal climbs stairs and steps into a room lined with beds and desks. Stained glass windows filter in colorful light.
This is the ops center.
Riley follows them into the space. Curving arched walls reach to the ceiling.
It's a basic setup, but we're a small team, so it works. We've got audio-visual outside the bank. Here, I'll show you.
She looks around, then turns to a wall of photos of the brothers.
I'm not a field agent. I'm not even an analyst anymore.
Exactly. That's your in. It's a great cover. Even the director admitted you're perfect for the job.
Because I'm expendable. If this works, maybe I get a ticket home. If not, one less CIA traitor out there. Agency wins either way.
It's the only way I can get you home. No more watching you from a cubicle, Riley. You can look this asshole in the eye and take him down. Not everyone gets a second chance.
Not everyone deserves one.
You do. We both do.
A small smile touches her lips. She nods. Outside, Riley washes her hair in a sink. She wrings out her hair and scrunches it in a towel.
My name is Riley Connors. My name is Riley Connors. My name is Riley.
You doing that thing where you say your name to yourself?
She smiles slightly and turns to Bill.
You look good.
She wipes her face and looks down.
That's not what I'm worried about. I barely know anything about this guy. I don't trust myself anymore.
Then trust me. Forget about the past. You have a future to fight for again.
My future or ours? I'm sorry. I don't deserve to ask that. I shouldn't have.
You say what's on your mind. That's what I love about you.
She turns to him.
Bill. What I did. You don't think it was right, do you?
His jaw works. He looks down.
I think you have a chance to do the right thing. This time.
He walks away. Riley sighs. She turns to the mirror.
My name is Riley Connors. Your fortune and your freedom are in danger.
At Banco Ruiz.
And you need my help.
I agreed to a meeting because of your name, but to employ you with no resume, no real cybersecurity experience, it is difficult.
She nods.
Would you say that the CIA is cybersecure?
We get CNN in Bogota.
Then you know my resume.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And why no one will ever hire you? Plus, I have a head of security.
She looks back to Carlito, who nods.
Do you use packet filter or circuit gateway firewalls?
Carlito won't speak to you.
Because I'm a woman?
Because he puts his children on a bus to school every morning. But we don't see eye to eye on everything. I believe your actions were quite brave.
Is Carlito a good bodyguard?
I am here, thanks only to God and my brother.
She brushes back her hair.
And has Carlito ever been shot?
Bill and Pascal watch and listen. Carlito pulls his collar aside, revealing a puckered scar.
I bet it hurt. But you're damn good at your job because you know that pain,
and it's your job to protect your brother from it. I've never been shot, but I have felt more pain
than most can bear, and I can protect you, your company, and your fortune from that pain. You already have government agencies threatening you, probably from the States. I beat the CIA once. Now you can pay me to do it again.
What threats?
Well, we can start with the ones watching from across the street. I spotted them when I came this morning. Fifth floor, second office on the left.
What is she doing?
Gaining their trust. Didn't know it was going to be at our expense.
I'll get a team there right now.
How did you know that?
There's always someone watching. The hard part is finding out who.
Carlito and his men rush across the street.
And how to stop them.
Guns drawn, Carlito and his men hurry onto the empty floor.
Revisa there.
His men split off left.
Perhaps it's time for a new perspective.
Very good.
Carlito pads to a door. On the other side, Bill holds his gun muzzle against the door. Carlito places his gun against the door. A cross necklace hangs from Riley's neck.
Do you believe God forgives us for our mistakes?
God didn't make the mistake.
Carlito and I served on Castro's police. To leave was to desert, to be labeled traitors. You understand the gravity of this?
You know I do.
But we made a new home here, a new life in Bogota. What that man did was terrible. What you did wasn't.
We miss them. Men will be in that building 24/7. Won't happen again.
Tranquilo, hermano. Carlito needs to check you in.
If everything's good, I want to see her at 7 tomorrow.
De acuerdo. A pleasure, señorita.
Fernando shakes her hand and walks out. Carlito shuts the office door and closes the blinds.
So, what? You need my birthday?
He opens a drawer and pulls out a metal detector wand.
Remove all metals. On your clothes.
Okay, Castro. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you in front of your brother.
He stares intently at her.
Will you at least turn around while I get naked?
He tilts his head. She shakes hers.
Okay, asshole.
She unbuttons her black blouse and throws it at him. She slips the earpiece in her mouth as he fumbles with her clothes. She slides off her bottoms, then shrugs off her bra straps. He waves the wand over her head and shoulders, then down her body. She eyes a ceiling camera. Nighttime. Bogota glows softly in the dark. On the church roof, Riley stares off.
Riley.
She looks over.
Wow. It's beautiful.
Bill looks over the edge.
You, trying to kill yourself?
Second time couldn't hurt much more, right?
He sits on the ledge.
What happened there today?
I had to give him something.
Something that made you a little less expendable to the CIA.
She smirks. He nods.
And after, you might cut out.
I had to ditch it. Should we get back?
Don't put me in the dark again.
Bill, if I had told you my plan, you'd be on the run too, or worse.
It's not that you didn't tell me. It's that you didn't say anything at all. That day, you were just so normal.
Looking down, she shakes her head.
I'm so sorry.
Then why? Why'd you do it? Why throw away our life together for people you don't even know?
Do you really want to know the answer to that?
I think I've earned it.
I wanted to join the agency my whole life. It was my dream to protect people. And I got it. I got my dream. And then one day I wake up and I'm the enemy. I'm the breath on the other end of the phone line, so I tried to fix it. And Bill, I'd do it again.
Looking up, he grimaces and shakes his head.
We're gonna have a life.
Don't
remember?
You think I know that?
So you just didn't give a fuck?
There isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about what we lost and how to get it back. Hey, look at me. Bill.
He avoids her gaze. She shakes her head and walks off. Bill touches her arm. She turns to him. He embraces her and kisses her lips. She wraps her arms around him and kisses him back. He tugs at his belt and sets her on the ledge. She grasps his hair as he gently thrusts into her. Her bare legs twine with his as their movement slows. He rests his head on her shoulder. They gaze at each other. Their noses brush together.
I wasn't handed this assignment. I fought for it. Find you.
They kiss. Riley lies in bed and stares at the dim ceiling. She grabs her phone and glances at Bill, who sleeps beside her. She eyes the screen, then looks up. She slips on pants and grabs her phone. In Estelle's hotel room.
The Reed brothers. You know they were Cuban secret police, don't you?
Yeah, they didn't hide it.
You know what that means, right?
He deserted.
He didn't leave Castro to reject dictatorship. He just wanted to be the one in charge.
The guy's worse than the fucking narcos.
I can't explain it, but Fernando, he wasn't evil.
Estelle looks at Jaime. She's blind. He hands Riley photos.
Didn't seem evil. In 2008, Miller tried to purchase a local bank. They resisted. They were burned alive.
Photos of burned bodies and a building on fire.
Fernando did this?
Yes.
All the more reason I have to go after him.
No, reason enough to stay away from him.
This is how I get home.
No, it's not. You're just trying to redeem yourself, and it doesn't work like that. And the CIA, they'll use you and dump you.
Maybe. But I trust Bill.
Estelle and Jaime look at her. She glances down. Riley slowly closes the bedroom door. Turned away, Bill blinks. Riley slips off a shirt and slides into bed beside him. She strokes his arm. He turns to her.
Last night.
Hey. One foot in front of the other. Right? And we need to get this guy first.
Same team.
Same team.
Daytime. Clouds hang over Bogota. Carlito drives a luxury SUV through the streets. Riley sits beside him.
We don't have to be enemies.
He glances at her. A bike cop pulls behind them. Carlito rolls to a stop.
He probably just wants money.
Good morning. Good morning, officer. License, registration, insurance? Is something wrong, officer? License, registration, insurance. Carlito hands them over. Are you carrying a gun? Yes, officer, I have a permit.
Permiso para portar arma.
Show me your permit and step out of the vehicle immediately. But I have the permit, I'll show it to you. Step out, now. What's your problem? Rich guy thinks he can do whatever he wants. Riley reaches into a bag and plugs a cord into a socket beneath the center armrest. Wait here. Carlito hands over his license as the officer walks to his bike. Riley plugs the cord into her phone. Yes, can you confirm the ID for Mr. Carlos Ruiz?
Señor Carlos Ruiz.
Are you getting this?
Okay, we have access to the onboard computer. As soon as Fernando links his mobile to the car, we'll be tracking and recording every keystroke. We're good. Disconnect.
Riley gazes at a city bus which pulls to a curb.
Riley. Riley.
She recalls the bus on fire and leaving the CIA.
Riley.
Of course, officer. We all work for our safety.
Done.
She disconnects and stuffs the cord into her bag as Carlito hops in.
All okay?
Yeah, these people are just... Good work, Rai. We own his ass.
Not a bad start.
She opens the window and drops a tiny earpiece to the asphalt.
Rai?
Bill grimaces and removes his Bluetooth. Tall buildings overlook a stone gazebo and statue. In Fernando's office, Riley sets out photos of people. Fernando blinks, his brows raise.
You're sure this was the man?
Positive. So what are you hiding, Mr. Ruiz?
Nando, please. And they are secrets for a reason.
He gestures. Carlito steps forward.
In Cuba, Miss Riley, we knew when not to ask questions.
If the CIA even thinks you're a threat, they'll seize your business, seize your money, and send you back to Cuba. Do you want that?
Fernando's jaw works.
My banks hold money for a large company. Easy. It's an online casino, legal here in Colombia, but most of this money comes from the States. My bank simply makes sure that money appears to come from other places.
And where does the money go?
It doesn't matter.
The CIA will already be tracking transfers. We need to rebuild your firewall from the ground up and check each server individually. Bill's probably already molded into your accounts.
Bill.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
How do you know this?
As you say, some things are secrets for a reason.
You work with Carlito on every step. And please end this Bill problem.
Fernando smiles tightly. Riley nods.
Riley?
Fernando stands and glances at Carlito, then leans toward her.
I can make your life very comfortable in Colombia. You can be someone of importance here. Respected. As you should be.
He gazes at her. She looks at Carlito, then nods and looks down. Riley sits at a desk. Carlito sets his thumb into a scanner.
In addition to your password, you'll need to scan in every time you want to open the account. I will also set this up on Nando's phone so he can access the server remotely.
Nando? For a crusader, you get in bed easily with the enemy.
I lost my crusade. Now it's just about the money.
Without loyalty, we are nothing.
Nighttime. The church's cupola glows blue and pink. In the ops center, Pascal wears a head mic. Riley trots up the stairs. She sits beside Pascal and slips on headphones.
You ditched your mic again.
Let's go home, Lito. How did she perform today? She knows what she's doing. But you give her too much trust. She had the courage to stand up against the world's largest dictator, all alone.
He's
logging into the account.
And she lost. Does this make her brave? Or stupid? Yes, but... to go against a force so much bigger than herself, sound like anyone you know? Gringa has balls, no doubt. Fernando scans his finger on his phone.
We have his print and his password.
Good, Mona Blondie. I would like her to visit the hacienda this weekend. Into our home? Do you approve? It's your bank, Nando. Come on, brother. I'd ride in the front seat if it didn't hurt my back so much. What do you think? You want to know what I think? Yes. I'll tell you what I think. I think we all make mistakes. But for now, her mistakes are our mistakes.
We got you, puta, we got you.
Looks like I'm headed to the hacienda.
Can I get a minute?
She follows Bill to the stained glass windows.
What the hell was that?
I'm earning his trust.
You're supposed to be doing that with your skill, not your ass.
I'm sorry. It's just, you're doing it again.
It's not like that. I'm with you. Same team, right?
Where did you go last night? Was it to see him?
No, of course not.
And who? Talk to me. Trust me for once.
I do. I'm with you. I promise.
He blinks, then nods. They turn away. Horses graze on vibrant green grasses under a pale sky. Fernando and Riley walk a white horse across a grassy courtyard.
I love the color so much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's too white. Easy. Tranquila.
Hey, hey. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Shh. You hungry? Augusto.
Yes, sir.
Cuídamela. Vamos a darle de comer.
A handler leads the horse away. Fernando feeds another horse from a bucket.
Gracias. I haven't been horse riding since I was a kid, you know.
Really? You showed little rust.
He feeds the white horse from his palm.
Thank you for this weekend.
It's my pleasure. It's been fun.
It has.
Even Carlito is warming up to you.
Let's not jump the gun.
Carlito was a big man in the police, Riley. A big man. I'm ashamed to say I was not so successful.
Carlito sits with a woman. Fernando and Riley sit on a fountain.
There was too much brutality in that job. If you couldn't do it, your comrades beat those skills into you. But no matter how much they tried, I could not do it.
I don't think that's anything to be ashamed of.
It is in Cuba. I am here because Carlito gave up everything to rescue me from that hell. My brother saved me before the job could change me.
He glances back at Carlito, then shrugs.
But he served for much longer.
And it changed him.
Fernando gazes at her, then places his hand on her knee.
Did you ever have a dog?
Yes, I did. I had one when I was a kid.
She repositions her knee away from him.
Carlito is like a pit bull bred for the cages. Beaten. Took only to kill. I was lucky.
But God never sent Carlito a brother strong enough to save him.
He grimaces and shakes his head.
I wonder sometimes if he can tell the difference between right and wrong.
We all struggle with that, I think.
He gazes at her. She smiles and looks away. Twilight, Fernando raises a glass. I would like to make a toast, first for my family. And also all of us who have encountered great titans and have made it out alive. We have won.
To new beginnings.
To new beginnings.
New beginnings.
They cheers with shot glasses. Nighttime. In her room, Riley unzips a duffel bag and removes a small clutch. She unzips it and opens a thin medicine bottle, then shakes out an earpiece into her palm. A light shines on her windows. She turns, then pushes double doors open and steps onto a balcony. She looks around, then stops. A hunchback-backed man kneels before an altar. Arms crossed, she steps closer to the small church. A bank of lit candles glimmers before the man. Long raised scars cover his back. Behind Riley, Carlito steps onto the balcony. She turns to him.
He believes God protects him.
She steps to Carlito and gazes at him, then looks to Fernando.
The scars.
You want education?
I'm sorry, I just saw the light on.
It's okay. Is there anything you need?
No, I'm fine. Good night.
Good night.
She walks away as he watches her. His gaze turns to his brother. She slips inside a room and slides the door shut, then looks around. She stares at figurines of animals. She works an item into her hand and steps to a painting of an adorned Madonna. She sets the item on the top of the gilded frame. Daytime, Fernando and Carlito sip from teacups in the room. You're not worried about the price? Seems kind of high. Yes, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yes, sir, I know. I was wrong before.
Riley gazes at Pascal.
You're a very brave girl.
Thanks.
She turns back to the video feed. A young girl bounces over to Fernando and kisses his cheek.
So, with the patron, did you have to go muy undercover?
Smiling, she flips him off.
Yes, sir, we'll make it happen. Director says we go in tomorrow.
What?
It's too soon.
He already had her for a sleepover. It's time.
Lush jungle abuts against apartments. Pigeons descend on the ledges of a building. In the ops center, Pascal cleans a gun. Riley crouches before him.
You're gonna be fine.
He gazes at her. They fist bump.
This day's in today, Rye. I don't want you going dark on me for even a second. Clear?
Clear.
Good, because it's my last one.
She fits in an earpiece.
I love you, and everything's gonna work out. I promise.
She nods.
Now let's go through this again. Step one, get the Ruizes out of the building.
I've got more information on Bill. Can you meet me at the hacienda?
We can be there in 20 minutes. No me preguntes, Lito.
Pascal will have eyes on Fernando throughout the op. If he moves, we'll know about it.
Pascal eats snacks as a car pulls into the hacienda.
Riley will gain entrance through his office. I will run the show from our mobile unit across the street.
Bill sips coffee in a van.
His personal computer is the only portal set up for major transfers. So this is our window to move the money into the CIA's offshore account. Then, we process the evidence, and first thing tomorrow, the CNP is kicking down Ruiz's front door.
With pleasure.
Then we go home.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Miss Evans.
Senor Ruiz asked me to upload some new security.
Okay, let me just call you.
She nods. A servant pours coffee for Fernando. She's late.
Hola.
Good morning, Mr. Ruiz. Ms. Riley is here saying that she has permission to enter your office. He clicks his mouse. Yes, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Okay, sir.
Go right ahead.
Gracias.
Riley enters Fernando's office and sits at his computer. She hovers her phone above the finger scanner. A print appears on a small monitor. She sets the phone down, then ties her hair back into a ponytail. I'm going for a smoke.
Anda.
Fernando's still at home. How's the transfer going?
Already moved about 60 million. It's in more accounts than I thought.
Keep at it. Plenty of time.
She peers at the monitors, which display photos of burned bodies.
Bill, there's more here. I've got evidence connecting Fernando to a Medellin bank he and Carlito burned down.
We are here for the gambling money. That's all the CIA cares about.
Carlito hops into the SUV and removes a carton of cigarettes. He looks to the car's display. Lines scroll on the monitor.
Hija de puta. I'm
talking about murder, Bill. Human lives.
Damn it, Riley. For once, stick to the plan.
You can get both.
She plugs a thumb drive into the tower.
Your pardon is for helping us seize the money. That is it. Riley.
Bill. Carlito's living.
Carlito races past Pascal's car. See? Nando, check your accounts. Hold on.
Espérame.
He taps on his phone, then looks up.
Stay calm. We have a bit of a problem. The car's on the move.
Where? Moving where?
It's going to the bank. If you need more time, we need to do something right now.
I don't understand who's making these transfers. She's screwing us.
Looks like it's headed back to the bank, maybe 7 minutes out.
Take control of the onboard computer. Shut it down.
She glances over her shoulder.
Okay, hermano. Let's see how you drive with no engine.
What is this? He rolls to a stop and grabs knobs. What's happening?
¿Qué pasa aquí?
You stopped.
Stopped him cold, babe.
Rain patters on Pascal's windshield as Carlito exits and points a gun at a passing car. Get out of the car.
Scratch that. Pascal, do you have it?
Bill. Bill, this is still another car.
Carlito throws the driver to the ground and takes off. Pascal follows.
What's happening?
Carlito's on his way to the bank.
Just Carlito?
Yeah, and he's on to us. Make the transfer and get gone, Riley. Riley.
I was there.
Just get the money and go.
Carlito pulls to the bank and leaps out.
He's in the building. Get out. Get out now.
A progress bar reads 96%. Carlito checks his gun in the elevator.
Done.
Carlito steps onto the floor, then walks into the bank offices. Where is she? Señor Ruiz said it was okay. He hurries to Fernando's empty office. Riley slips out a black side door.
I'm headed down the stairs.
Carlito stands over the computer as Riley trots downstairs.
Bill, I'm on the way down.
I can buy you some time, but you need to get the hell out of there.
Carlito stands as the sprinklers douse him with water. He grabs his gun and storms out. People trot down the stairs. Carlito pushes past them.
Bill, I'm headed outside. Where are you? Bill. Bill.
I trusted you, Riley.
I know about Medellin.
Fernando looks down as she walks off.
Bill. Bill, where are you?
Carlito runs out, gun raised.
Bill, can you see me? I'm outside. Where are you?
Where is it?
Move, move, move. June leaps into the van. What are you doing, Nando? Fernando watches the van pull off.
I got it, Bill. All the money.
I got it.
Woo!
She and Pascal grin at each other as he drives. Bill scrubs his hand over his face. In Fernando's waterlogged office, he steps to his chair. A rosary dangles from his clenched fist. He slowly sinks into the chair. He digs in a pocket as Carlito watches him, brow furrowed. Fernando scrolls on his phone. Is there anything left? We can make more. Perhaps God will reimburse us. I should have let them finish your training.
Carlito.
Carlito walks out, nighttime, on a parking deck. Riley grabs a bag from the van as Pascal opens the back doors. Bill watches as they load bags into a black car's trunk.
Great.
We all did.
Riley, you really deserve this.
Time to go home.
He hands her a U.S. passport. He slams her head against the van. He lifts her chin and punches her. Pascal watches as Bill kicks Riley in the gut.
You traitor. You actually thought you could be forgiven for what you did? The CIA's never even heard of Fernando Ruiz, and they certainly don't give a shit about you. Feel bad? For all those people on that bus?
He bends over her as she curls into a fetal position.
I loved you. What about me? What about our kids? You ran away. I've lived with your mistake every single day.
He drags her upright by her hair.
Do you know what it's like to be fucking the enemy?
No.
Bill drives his knee into her bloody face. He walks away and smooths his hair. Hands over his mouth, Bill glares at Riley. She lies still on the ground, a red light illuminates the bloody cuts on her face. Small spot fires burn beside short spiky shrubs. Riley sits at a desk with two monitors. On screen, the fires burn in a small circle around Riley and Bill seated on a bench. Riley and Bill look up as a bus stops before them. The door opens. Rob Temmons sits in the driver's seat. In slow motion, Riley leaps up from her desk and runs. Bill and Riley rise from the bench, holding the hands of a small boy. Riley runs outside as Bill helps the boy into the bus. Riley smiles, Bill waves. The boy waves, Riley blows a kiss as the door closes. The bus pulls away. Riley coughs into her palm. A small bloody earpiece lies in her hand.
My name is Riley Connors.
Bill and Riley smile, arms around each other. Riley blinks her eyes open, duct tape covers her mouth, a red light shines on her.
It was more than we talk about. I thought it was about money, not about messing up your girlfriend.
Pascal hits a car that backs up.
Just stay here. I handle this.
Pascal gets out. What happened, bro? Why did you come out like that? Pascal looks behind. No, it's fine, man. You can go. Hit the road. Jaime looks at the cars. Hand on a gun, a police officer walks up. Hey there. Everything all right?
Oh.
Nothing. This kid is learning to drive. It's all settled. No worries.
Oh.
What is that? Open the trunk. Open the trunk. Put your hands where I can see them. Open the trunk. It's okay. I'm a cop. Okay? I'm a cop. Open the trunk. Open the trunk. Open the trunk. Open it now. Open the trunk.
Hey.
You don't want this. Just walk away, man. Bill shoots the cop. No, you didn't need to do that.
He's a cop, man! He's a cop!
Curso, ¿qué es?
You'll handle it, huh?
The cop twitches as Pascal grabs his vest. Bill walks up. Jaime kneecaps Bill. Why don't you split, you fucking kid? Jaime grabs Riley from the trunk as Bill staggers to his feet. They run. They run through a courtyard of arches and down a narrow street. Gun drawn, Bill follows. He fires off rounds. A passing woman falls.
What are you fucking doing? We have to go.
Jaime hurries Riley down a street. She staggers beside him.
No, I can't.
He sits her down. Her hands are zip tied together.
Riley, look at me. Look at me. You okay?
He looks around, then touches her side. His hand comes away bloody.
Shit. Gotta get you home, come on.
He hauls her up and hustles her away. She limps beside him. He throws her hands over his shoulders and scoops her into his arms. Gentle light shines on Riley's battered face. Cuts mar her lip and the bridge of her nose. Her eyes slowly blink open. A bandaged bloody wound mars her left flank. From a laptop, Jaime turns.
Hey, easy.
He'll break the stitches.
In shaky footage, the cop falls. Pascal yells at Bill.
When did you transfer to med school?
Not every peace rally ends peacefully.
Did Estelle make you follow me?
Estelle didn't make me do anything. I wanted to. Even if that meant taking on the CIA.
I don't think it was them.
Riley shifts.
I think it was just Bill on his own after the money.
She slowly sits upright.
Hey, easy. Shit. You need a new bandage.
She sets her feet and grabs her shirt, then pauses. She grabs a manuscript from a side table labeled Riley Connors, The Tortured Hero, by Jaime Palmer. Holding a bottle and bandages, Jaime stops in the doorway.
That's my thesis.
She smiles slightly.
The tortured hero.
Yeah, you're all right.
He sits beside her. She sets the thesis to the side.
Hey, we don't get to choose when we tell the truth.
She gathers hair into a messy half-up hairdo.
You are a hero.
Heroes don't exist. Just martyrs.
Hey, let me change it.
You did?
Great.
Stitches close a small wound within a larger bloody one.
Hold on. Come on, drama queen.
He touches gauze to the wound.
Oh.
Easy. Just breathe.
He wraps large gauze around her belly.
Stella would tell you we're not Colombian?
No.
Family was from Argentina. Like you. My parents were called traitors for standing up to the junta. When the police came, took them away, and never saw our father or our mother again. I don't even remember them. They were called desaparecidos. Disappeared ones. Loaded onto aircraft and flown over the Atlantic. Death flights, they call them. They're still alive. They were thrown out of the plane.
He secures the bandage around her middle, then sits back.
Sorry.
He removes glasses and wipes his eyes.
Sorry, I won't bring them back. So? What do we do now?
She looks off, then shakes her head.
Give me your computer.
In an office.
Señor, I'm afraid we have a slight problem here.
What problem?
I'm sorry, but your balance is way below your withdrawal amount.
That's impossible. There are millions of dollars in that account.
I'm sorry.
He gestures to his screen.
That's not it.
Bill.
Hey, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Please, mister, get out just a moment.
What's happening?
It's empty. That bitch.
Bill paces in the office. TVs behind them show trucks blocking roads. Yes, security? Two men took over my boss's office. I don't know what's happening.
What's your favorite charity, Bill?
Remember the consequences when you try to do something good.
I will never forget what happened to those people. And I will never forget how badly I misjudged you. How could you sink to this?
After what you did, what choice did I have, huh? The CIA was never going to trust me again. I was an embarrassment. The analyst sleeping with our country's biggest traitor.
I was going to be somebody.
Instead, I met you. You're Riley Connors, and you ruined my life.
You'll be back in the spotlight soon. Enjoy being me.
Bill. Look.
A girl escaped kidnappers in Choro de Quevedo last night. An unknown man from the United States killed a police officer during her escape. Authorities confirm this man is on the run and is armed and dangerous.
Las autoridades confirman que es un hombre altamente peligroso y se encuentra armado.
We need to go.
Workers stare into the office. Footage on TV shows Bill shooting the officer. Nighttime. Fernando holds the photo of Bill and Riley as Carlito ransacks her apartment. You thought. You were connected because you both carry sins. You were wrong. She was played too. Carlito crouches before a small TV. She's on her own now. Pascal looks at the TV. I know that face. He's a cop.
Thank God you got away.
At Estelle's.
¿Y tú, carajito? Huh?
Don't ever do that again.
Hey, Estelle. It was my fault. I should have listened to you. I'm ready now.
What do you want to do?
I have contacts at the DOJ. Rogue agent, theft, murder. This could be in the front page of every newspaper in America. But if we keep it out of the headlines, they'll be begging to cut you a deal.
In a chair, Riley gazes off. Estelle leans over her.
We can still get you back home.
I just want to put Bill away. I don't care after that.
I do.
Where did you hide all that money anyway?
The bank account that you opened for me. I doubt that we have more than a day before it gets flagged. I was not going to put it into that CIA slush fund.
You listen to yourself.
I'll get that.
Jaime was right.
Imagine.
Riley hands her the thumb drive.
That proves they were behind the fire. Records, photographs. They're murderers.
Estelle nods.
I'll make sure this gets into the right hands.
Estelle jerks as a window shatters. Outside, Bill aims his gun. Riley lowers her to the floor. Chest bloody, Estelle slowly blinks. Jaime runs in as Riley turns. Jaime's jaw drops as Bill steps through the shattered window, gun in hand. Bill looms over Riley. Jaime stares, tea kettle in hand. Bill raises the gun to Riley's forehead. Jaime throws boiling water on him. Riley grabs the gun and scrambles up.
Don't move, Bill. Don't move, Bill.
She's dead. She's dead.
The gun wavers in Riley's hands as Jaime touches Estelle.
Fuck! We have to go. I'm so sorry, Jaime. We have to go, please. Let's go.
Bill staggers to his knees.
I'm sorry. We have to go.
She drags him out. Estelle lies still, glassy eyes staring off. A small crowd gathers outside Estelle's cordoned off apartment. Inside, forensics takes fingerprints from Estelle. Carlito exits a car and straightens his suit jacket. Good evening. What happened here? Step back, please. Officer, I'm looking for information on a cop. We can't disclose any information. Look. I can't pay a good amount. I think the information I need might interest you. I'm looking for this cop. He's a cop killer. He shows Pascal's photo. Come here. On a bench, Jaime's bloody hands tremble. He looks down. Riley strides past the patio table and up to Jaime. Blood covers her shirt. She sits beside him.
I don't know what to say.
She holds back tears.
This bus runs all the way to Cali. From there, you can slip into Ecuador and disappear.
She hands him a ticket.
Riley, I'm not stupid. Estelle knew the dangers, and so do I.
I am the danger. Don't you see that? Everything I touch turns to shit.
So you'll just run away again?
I didn't say I was running. Get on the bus.
Freeze, Mona. Pascal points a gun at her. Don't you move. You too. Stay where you are.
Quietecito.
Hey, police. You think you're so smart, you little burglar. You little crook. Move. Move. I'm not gonna hurt you. Pascal hauls Jaime up, gun aimed at his gut.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Mona,
okay.
Ahead. You know me, Mona. You know me. Hey.
Move. Pascal hurries them off. On a laptop video chat, Bill examines his burned skin. Bill digs out his phone and holds it to his ear.
Pascal, where the fuck are you?
Open the door and get in. He grabs Jaime's hair. You are a traitor. Get in. I've had enough of you. This is all your fault, asshole. What happened, Mona?
Did you enjoy watching him? He did a good job of my face, didn't he?
You shouldn't have run. No one was supposed to get far here.
You killed a cop.
No, I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger.
He shoves her into a police cruiser.
I didn't pull the trigger. Tell me where the money is. Okay? And I'll make sure you both live. I'm talking to you. Give me the count. Okay?
Riley looks away.
Bill is only in charge. Now I'm in charge. Okay?
What are you gonna do? stop Bill from killing us?
A figure moves outside.
Pascal!
Hands loop a wire around Pascal's throat and garrote him.
Fuck!
Jaime kicks at the door. The man pulls Pascal through the window as Riley looks around. Pascal staggers to his feet and rides. Riley covers her ears. Pascal sinks to his knees. A gun lies beneath the cruiser. The man slams Pascal's head into the door. Pascal gestures weakly, then stills. The hands release Pascal, who crumples on the gun. Carlito stands and grabs his jacket from a car and swings it on. He leans in the cruiser and flicks off the wigwag lights. The cruiser rolls down the freeways of Bogota. Jaime stares out the window. Riley looks at him, then away. Pascal's body jostles in the front seat.
Aren't you gonna ask me? Carlito, don't you wanna know where the money is?
I will find out.
Riley peers at Pascal's body.
If you want to get the guy that screwed you, then you should answer that. Look, Carlito, Bill screwed both of us, including you. I can bring him to you.
Carlito holds up the phone.
Pascal, where the hell have you been?
Lonely, isn't it? No friends, nowhere to run.
Are you scared of your own shadow yet?
Where's Pascal?
You should choose your partners more carefully.
Bill grabs his computer mouse.
We both know you can't pull the trigger.
I didn't have to. He couldn't wait to flip on you. Only question now is what charity I should give the rest to.
You still think there's forgiveness for people like you?
You could give away $1 billion and you will still be Riley Connors, the bitch who killed a bus full of innocent people.
She leans her head back and closes her eyes.
I know.
Carlito clicks off the call. Bill grabs his jacket. Monitors display waveforms and a map.
Sure you know what you're doing.
She looks over at Jaime. The cruiser trolls through the darkened streets of Bogota. He parks the car and shuts off the lights. Carlito steps out and looks up the mountain. The tall white statue of Christ overlooks the glittering city below, arms stretched to the sides. Gun in hand, Carlito closes a door and flicks a switch. A tram car slowly pulls away from the station. Inside, Riley and Jaime stand close together. The tram rises higher and higher. Carlito watches them, gun by his side.
This is what it must have been like.
Jaime and Riley gaze at each other, faces close.
For my parents.
She takes his bloody hand and clasps it. Carlito opens the tram door and steps back. They step out of the tram. Jaime looks at the city. Carlito gestures with his gun. In a softly lit church, candles line a railing before the altar. Fernando kneels between the railing, head bowed. He lifts his chin and gazes up at Christ crucified on the cross. Statues of Mary, Joseph, and angels stand near his feet. Carlito enters. Fernando's head tilts to the side. I'm not ready. You can't do what you need to in here. You can't stay here forever, brother. Fernando looks to Christ. Please forgive me. He rises and straightens his vest, then turns. A van's lights click off. The door opens, a driver dressed in black with a gun exits. The driver Bill peers into cars as he walks along a sidewalk. He looks into the cruiser. Pascal's body lies in the passenger seat. Bill looks to Christ on the hill. Outside beneath the statue, Carlito gestures. Riley turns to Fernando.
Hey.
Easy, Carlito.
Jaime shoves Carlito.
Okay!
I kill you now.
Easy, Carlito.
I kill you.
Fernando and Riley stare at each other.
Please.
Time to finish your training. I love you, but I protected you long enough. Shoot her.
Look at me. Please don't do this. I have all the money, please.
Fernando looks to his brother. This is wrong. This is necessary.
Please, Fernando, look at me. Look at me. Don't look at me. Look at me. Look at me. No.
I'm sorry.
Fernando points the gun at Riley. Jaime steps before her.
No. Jaime. No.
Carlito wrestles Jaime away.
Stop. Please.
Don't shoot her. She'll suffer more this way.
No, away with me.
She steps before Jaime. Carlito pulls her away.
What do you want?
Disparale.
I have all the money. Account 149, 545, 649. Every penny is in a local checking account. It's all yours.
This is wrong. Lito, we don't have two. We have the money. This is about you, not the money.
No, Fernando.
She steps close to Fernando. Carlito pushes her back.
Please don't do this!
Fernando looks at his brother.
Fernando, look at me. This isn't you.
Shoot him.
Sorry, Riley, you have to do this.
No, Fernando, please! No!
Disparale!
Shoot him.
Fernando, look at me. This isn't you!
Disparale!
Don't listen to him!
Carlito shoots Jaime's leg. God, please no more, God. God didn't save you in Cuba. I did. I don't want to kill anyone. Now you must save yourself. Riley grabs Jaime's belt. I don't need more guilt in my life, Lito. Please understand. Everything will be okay, brother. Fernando nods. Listen. Bill's tram car travels up the mountain. The light inside flicks off.
CIA.
Watch them. Please take care of yourself. Carlito walks off. Riley fashions a tourniquet.
Look at what he did!
Fernando holds his gun hand to his head as Riley tightens the belt.
Fernando. Fernando, help me get up. Look at me.
Fernando drops the gun and crouches. Bill's car slides into the station. Carlito lurks behind a pillar. Carlito fires. Pascal's duct tape body falls to the floor.
Lito!
Carlito looks up. Bill fires from the top of the car.
Carlito,
Fernando! Fernando, look at me. Look at me. He's dead. That was Bill. Please, please, please. Look at me. Look at me. He's dead and we need to go. Otherwise, Bill will kill us both. We need to get out of here and you need to help me. Please. Please, I need help.
Blood runs from a wound on Carlito's head.
Please. Look at me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you have to help us now.
Lito!
He's dead. Please, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Okay.
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 They lift Jaime by the arms. Bill shoots Fernando's shoulder.
Riley, before you get someone else killed, give me the money.
Hey, hey. She doesn't have the money. She already transferred it back to me. And I'd rather let it burn.
Bill holds the gun to Fernando's forehead.
You want to die? If it is my penance, dale. Dale, cabrón, dale rápido. Dale.
Behind Bill, Carlito shoots. Bill grabs Fernando and shoots into Carlito's body. Fernando falls. Bill turns. Riley grabs the gun and pumps bullets into Bill's torso. Bill touches his bloody gut as blood dribbles from his lips. Riley stands as Carlito staggers upright, gun aimed at Riley.
Tranquilo.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. Carlito sinks into Fernando's arms as Bill slumps and lies still.
Yeah, tranquilo, hermano.
Riley wavers on her feet, then turns to Jaime. He lies back. She holds his bloody hand.
Okay?
I'm going to take care of the family, brother. I promise. Carlito sinks into his arms. You did it. Carlito lies still. Dawn breaks over the city. Heavy clouds hang low above the mountains. Riley helps Jaime to his feet. They lean against the railing. He gazes at the city. She shakes her head.
What now?
We go home.
Where?
Wherever we want.
they gaze at each other. Cut to black. In thin white letters, expatriate. Credit scroll. Cast: Riley Connors, Baleen Kane, Bill Donovan, Charlie Weber, Estelle Palmer, Marcella Marr, Fernando Ruiz, Mario Espicia, Pascal, Edgar Vitorino, Jaime Palmer, David Valencia, Carlito Ruiz, Andres Ogilvy. Supervising sound editor: Trip Brock, MPSE, re-recording mixer / supervising dialogue editor: Dimitri Evadoxiades, sound effects editors: K. Joshua Fernberg, G.W. Pope III. Credits continue. Copyright 2016 Mar Vista Entertainment, LLC.